You know, I touched a nerve back in that last conversation. I triggered something. Prostitution should be fucking legal everywhere with base pay, damn it. And every time you touch me should be $20 more. For every fucking time you touch me, if I'm giving you some head and you reach over and squeeze my ass, $20. You reach and squeeze my tit, $20, because you already paying me $100 for that fucking condom. Let me break down how much a bitch should be getting paid on the motherfucking hoe stroke. And you out here, I'm getting $1,200 in this period. If you was getting money like that, you would have to keep going back out there. The whole purpose of being on the hoe stroke is for you to come the fuck up, get what you need to get where you gotta go to keep you off the fucking street, and you go on about your everyday life. It shouldn't be part of your everyday life. Prostitution is not something you do every day. It's something that you do, like Pretty Woman, to come the fuck up and be a better person. You can walk around here and tell people how much you get paid that one time. Don't lie no more, because you're not getting paid that all the time. That's how you luring people down there, because you want out. And yes, one has to come out and one has to come in. That is how prostitution works. A revolving fucking door. Prostitution and stripping is the same motherfucking thing. Only difference is a prostitute ain't taking her clothes off in front of you out on the street. She do it privately and you pay the bitch for it. Or he do it privately and you pay his ass for it. Because prostitution, male and female, we got to eat. Base pay, let's talk about it. Condom fee, let's talk about it. Condoms should be $100 per fucking condom, unless you in a relationship and you're married. But if you using a condom and you fucking somebody, I'ma just be $100. That's $100. I don't give a fuck. I paid $7 for that pack of condoms. I'm gonna get $300 off of each condom. And you gonna pay me to fuck you. Or whatever you want. And a lot of you men want weird, nasty, creepy, sadistic, crazy shit. And we women do that stupid shit for you. But then, do we look at you weird after? Yep. Is we gonna double charge you the next time? Absolutely. The weirder the shit, the more money you pay. Base pay. I gotta be able to eat. I can't suck your dick and stroke on that motherfucker if I'm hungry. I can't suck your dick and stroke on that motherfucker if I got whining babies in the back of my head. Base pay, bitch. For me to step on that track, I need my $150. No pimp included. When the fuck you hoes gonna get smart? No pimp included. If you got to have a nothing ass, I only have a third grade ass, reading ass, level education ass nigga from 1993 in your ear talking about, baby, I get 20% and that's your motherfucking pussy hole, then you deserve them to take your money from you. That's your asshole, your mouthpiece, bitch. He wasn't there when it was born. Who gets a cut? Nobody. Nobody. We gonna go there. Nobody gets a cut off your hoes. The fuck is wrong with you bitches? You can be a prostitute, but when you gonna be your own boss? I was in the whole setup. Ain't no motherfucking way. A pimp tell me what to do and think he gonna beat my ass into submitting to do what he say? And he got an asshole in a mouth too? Bitch, go get my motherfucking money. The fuck? You ain't got that much control and power within yourself where you can make me do what you say. Okay, daddy, bitch, you crazy in the motherfucker. I didn't say that to my daddy when he was alive, and I didn't say it to my man. I said to appease him, okay, daddy, because he think it's cute, not because I think the shit cute. Because I'm not finna be walking around this bitch. Daddy, poppy, baby, nuh-uh, fuck you, pay me. You got to pay me for that cute shit. Because I don't have it in me no more. You're not going to get that up out of me, that cute shit. That's dead. I'm not fucking around. Yep, you should have got a bitch when the bitch was then. You should have marked Jacob Fifi, bagged me when you had me, iced me, wife me. You don't have to. Anyway, Mary J. Blige, like I was saying, it should be legal. And no, Mary is not a prostitute. Don't y'all get shit twisted. Y'all like turning shit around, fucking up, and then finding out that you was wrong. It should be legal. It should be base pay. Base pay should be $150 to step on the track. I'm out here. I should get $150 up top. But who is going to pay her? Who going to check in? The first trick, it should be $150. Because you want to fuck me. You want me to suck your dick. I need base pay. That condom $100. I'm going to stamp that in your head. Because your motherfucking tout and pussy hole supposed to be squeaky clean like mouse conversation. So if your hoes is supposed to be squeaky clean like mouse conversations and you on your period and you fucking, hey, you should be able to handle it. You should be able to take care of your setup without a man telling you what to do with that motherfucker. You shouldn't have a man over here beating your ass, telling you how to control, how to look, and how to conduct your pussy hole when it's yours. I'm going to learn you prostitutes something, liberate y'all. Y'all need to set y'all free from that pimp shit. Now, maybe a pimp might manage to make sure that you straight and you got him for protection. But that will be why the fuck you have a man. If he's cool with you doing that shit, not me. I'm not the one. Nah, go get a mallet. It's over. I have a whole man want me to run a whole bordello. I don't want to do it no more. Because you bitches don't want to listen. You hoes don't listen. You don't keep your pussies clean. Yeah, you young and you got it, but can you handle it? Mentally. No, you can't. And y'all be out there and get fucked up mentally. And then you want to know why you can't get out. Because you didn't have nobody supporting you and in your corner in your head telling you, listen, sis, this ain't permanent. This temporary. This is so you can get on your feet. And what you got and what you use is what you keep. I'm not getting a cut. I'm not charging you. I'm charging him for coming to see you. That's how the fuck it works. See, a pimp want you to charge the man and then pay him. And then you get what he think you worth. And you doing all the work. That's bullshit. It should be base pay, $150. Step on the track. Because the condoms are $100. If you out there, let's say 4 hours and it's a slow night, you should make about $180. If it's a slow night. $180. Your slow night should be about $200, $250. That's the whole night. And then he think he's supposed to get out of that $250, he want all the money. You supposed to take $70, which is your cut, because a pimp feel like he got to get and come up off you. A pimp, each woman, because he got his math fucked up. That's why he a pimp. His math is fucked up. A pimp thinks that he's supposed to get a cut off your hole, that nigga would get $75. That is called rental fee, bitch. Rental fee, $75. Because when you take a taxi cab and you rent that motherfucker, you got to pay $70 to rent it because the insurance is paid for. Which means your pimp better have your medical expenses covered. That means he paid for you to go to the clinic. That means that he buy all your shit, but he only get a rental fee. Because if this is the company and he running it, he got to pay you as an employee. Not you pay him and you put in all the work and I'm tired and then he dope you up and now you codependent. That's why they want to be your pimp. So you can be codependent on them for your drug habit. That's not going to happen, ladies. Come on, wake up. And I'm not just preaching and talking and preaching and talking and preaching and talking. I'm spitting real motherfucking game because I'm tired of the bullshit. And when I get tired of something, I get rid of it, clear it up, talk about it, speak about it, put it in the universe, and y'all do something about it. And you can't say that you don't. I notice that when I speak, it move. Be it good or bad, if I speak, it moves. Meaning, I not only manifested it, I willed it into manifestation. So I'm willing into manifestation that prostitution be legal, because in a lot of places, that's all a woman got. A man will say, all I got is to steal drugs. No, you could do something else. You choose not to. Women are forced in a position to where we don't have a choice, because you will rape a woman and run away from her and leave her with that baby. So prostitution is the only thing she got, because you feel that you're free and liberated because the baby is on her and not you. But you are the one that put that baby in her. So you're supposed to be responsible, because that is your motherfucking DNA. See, you are like the activator to the Jerry curl. Without the spray, bitch, it don't bounce. But it was a whole curl long before your monk ass came around. So don't you forget that shit either. Prostitution should be legal with base pay, $150 to step on the motherfucking track. Condoms are $100. Slow night is $180, $250 max. The pimp gets rental fee, $75. $5 is for me not to slap you for thinking you're doing something with my body. He lined up that $70 six motherfucking times. Everybody can eat. And everybody would be happy. And the prostitution ring would slow the fuck down and you wouldn't have to snatch nobody. Because that's an at-will, free-will type position. You can't force me to do that shit. If I don't want to touch you, you can't make me. And if you think you're going to make me, I'm going to bite it off and show everybody that bitch it can be bloody. You want a woman to be a femme fatale, and then when we start acting like it, you run scared. Prostitution is legal. With base motherfucking pay to step on the track. The pimp get renter's fee, goddammit. Because that's your pussy hoe, male and female. Ain't no 20% off your shit. How you, girl, boo? Unless you paying this man to keep you, your drugs coming, then that's a conversation between you and them, and it ain't got shit to do with me. But clear that shit up. Clear it up. And you Johns, and you Tricks, and you motherfucking bitches, and you hoe-ass niggas, stop asking for weird shit you wouldn't have your wife do at home. Stop having these girls and these young girls out here doing this shit that your wife don't know about. And quit fucking little girls and boys and acting like it's a secret. We can fucking see you. We can smell it on you. And we keep it to ourselves because we praying to God we don't fuck you up if we catch you. Side hoe is out.